This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news. The headlines first. Speaker Devraj Ghimire holds special separate discussion in preparation for winter session of Parliament. Nepal marks World Leprosy Day by focusing on elimination and ending stigma. And around 70 people killed in attack on hospital in Sudan amid ongoing civil war. Now the news in detail. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Ghimire, has been holding various meetings to prepare for the upcoming winter session of Parliament. According to the Speaker's press advisor, Shekhar Adhikari, Speaker Ghimire will meet with the whips and chief whips of the ruling political parties at 11 a.m. today, ahead of the winter parliamentary session starting on 31st January. Speaker Ghimire will also hold discussions with the chief whips of the opposition parties at 2 p.m. A meeting with the chief whips from the five major political parties is scheduled for 11 a.m. on 27 January, followed by a meeting of the Business Advisory Committee at 1 p.m. Speaker Ghimire has been in continuous talks with the chairpersons of various parliamentary committees to expedite the progress of bills under consideration in Parliament. World Leprosy Day is being marked today with the theme Unite, Act, Eliminate. The day highlights the need to raise awareness, eliminate stigma, and take action toward eradicating leprosy. In Nepal, significant progress has been made, including the country achieving the elimination of leprosy as a public health problem in 2010. New cases have decreased by 25% and child cases have dropped by nearly 50% since 2019. Over 70% of local units have reported zero child cases for leprosy in five consecutive years. However, challenges remain with 18 districts still high risk for transmission of leprosy. World Health Organization representative to Nepal emphasized the importance of overcoming misconceptions, investing in healthcare and addressing stigma to fully eliminate the disease, and called for continued effort to achieve a leprosy-free Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel has stated that while there has been some improvement in government revenue collection compared to last year, the target for the current fiscal year has not been met. During an event, Minister Podel emphasized that due to pressure to meet the revenue target, customs and tax administrations must work efficiently. Minister Podel acknowledged the growth from last year but highlighted the need to meet this year's targets. The Finance Minister also mentioned the government's efforts to improve public service delivery, boost private sector confidence, and create an investment-friendly environment through new laws. Minister Podel said that steps taken to address economic challenges will continue to bring positive changes and urged all to work together to build economic momentum. As part of the Martyrs' Week, tributes have been paid to Martyr Dharma Bhakta Mathema today. In the commemoration program held at Sifal in Kathmandu, where Mathema attended martyrdom, tributes were paid by offering a bouquet of flowers on his statue. On the occasion, Kathmandu Metropolitan City Deputy Mayor Sunita Dangol opined that all should be inspired by the sacrifice of Martyr Mathema for the people and nation. The Martyrs' Week commenced on 23rd January and will last until 29th January, during which commemorative programs will be held on different days of the week, eulogizing the four pioneering martyrs and remembering their contribution for civic freedom and democracy. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has directed chief district officers to ensure effective implementation of the cold wave and snowfall preparedness and risk reduction action plan. This follows a rising cold wave in the Tarai region and snowfall in the mountainous areas. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has issued a special bulletin highlighting the intensifying cold wave in the Tarai, which is expected to last for several more days. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority spokesperson, Dr. Dizan Bhattarai, confirmed that letters have been sent to all chief district officers to implement the action plan more effectively. A mild cold wave is currently affecting the eastern Madhes province and parts of the Kosi province, with fog and haze in many Tarai areas and snowfall in the mountains. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has emphasized that vulnerable groups, including the elderly, children, and chronic patients, require special care during this period to prevent health issues. The National Cyber Security Center under the Ministry of Communication has issued an 8-page advisory for government employees to enhance cyber security. This comes in response to growing concerns about hacking and data theft in the cyber sector. The advisory provides 21 guidelines on securing government websites, application servers, storage, and networks. Key recommendations include regular data backups, implementing business continuity plan, using genuine hardware and software, maintaining strong passwords, and changing them every 3 months. It also advises employees to turn off their mobile phones or keep them in secure places during sensitive discussions. The advisory aims to raise awareness and minimize security risk among government employees. Security personnel from Nepal and China conducted a joint monitoring of the northern border area near Humla, specifically at the border crossing in Hilsa on Saturday. The monitoring aimed to prevent incidents, access border posts, and improve coordination between the two countries' security forces. The team included Chinese security personnel and Nepal's armed police force and district police. According to Armed Police Force Inspector Krishna Bahadur Oja, the joint effort is part of ongoing cooperation between the two nations. Nepali security personnel continue to patrol the border, including areas like Nara and Limi. As confirmed by Deputy Superintendent Devraj Rai, despite winter snowfall closing access to Yari and Hilsa, the Armed Police Force has maintained year-round security operations at the Hilsa transit point since its establishment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Around 70 people were killed in an attack in the Saudi Teaching Maternal Hospital in El Fasher, Sudan. The World Health Organization said on Sunday that local officials blamed the attack on the rebel Rapid Support Forces, which has been engaged in a battle with the Sudanese military. The hospital, the only functional medical facility in the besieged city, was packed with patients when it was attacked. The World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus confirmed the death toll, adding that 19 other people were injured. Another health facility in Al Malha was also attacked. The Rapid Support Forces has yet to comment on the assault. Sudan's ongoing civil war, which started in April 2023, has killed over 28,000 people and displaced millions, worsening the country's humanitarian crisis. India is celebrating 76th Republic Day today. On this occasion, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders have extended their best wishes to the public. Prime Minister Modi shared his Republic Day greetings on social media, paying tribute to all those who contributed to the creation of the Constitution and ensured India's journey of development based on democracy, pride, and unity. 13 soldiers with peacekeeping forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been killed in clashes with M23 rebels. According to the BBC, 9 South African soldiers died while defending Goma, 3 Malawian soldiers and 1 Uruguayan soldier also lost their lives. The United Nations is withdrawing non-essential staff from Goma as fighting escalates. The United Nations Security Council has moved a meeting on the conflict to Sunday due to the worsening situation. The M23 rebels, who have been made significant territorial gains, have called on Democratic Republic of Congo's troops to surrender. Democratic Republic of the Congo accuses Rwanda of backing the rebels, a claim Rwanda denies. Over 400,000 people have fled the region this year, and at least 200 civilians have been killed. Human rights groups warn of increased risk to civilians in the ongoing conflict. Thousands of displaced Palestinians in Gaza have been prevented from returning to their homes after Israel blocked a main road, accusing Hamas of violating a ceasefire agreement. According to the BBC, the issue arose after Hamas released 4 Israeli female soldiers and Israel freed 200 Palestinian prisoners. According to Hamas-run health officials, as crowds gathered to return home, gunshots were reportedly fired, resulting in one death and several injuries on Saturday evening. The Israel Defense Forces stated the gunfire was aimed at dispersing gatherings they considered a threat, and no injuries were reported from the shooting. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The weather will remain partly cloudy today in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Karnali provinces and mainly clear in the rest of the country. This is due to the general influence of westerly winds in the country. There is mist and fog present in many places in the Tarai. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, there is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi province today. Furthermore, tonight the weather will continue to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and mainly clear in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Speaker Devraj Ghimire holds separate discussions in preparation for winter session of Parliament. Nepal marks World Leprosy Day by focusing on elimination and ending stigma. And around 70 people killed in attack on hospital in Sudan amid ongoing civil war. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.